it has a direct effect on the construction industry by its focus on infrastructure. And those programs, renovating schools, building highways, renovating highways, can be done fairly quickly. Now, we did see with the last stimulus that the states did not execute very well. So hopefully we'll get better execution this time. But our construction industry used to be 9%, 8 or 9% of the area's economy, and it's now 2 to 3%. So obviously that's a sector that could use some help.
Now, recently, Governor Scott announced his own pretty ambitious package of road building and other infrastructure projects. Will this new infusion of federal money complement that and create even more jobs? Or will Governor Scott see it as meddling by the federal government?
No, not at all. I think they would augment each other. And in fact, I did speak to the head of finance of the Florida Department of Transportation about the plan, and they do indicate that they would welcome this increase.
So then you do not see Governor Scott turning away this federal funding, as he has done with other projects?
Well, he's turned away federal spending, in his defense. He's turned away federal spending when it had the requirement that it would continue and that the state would have to build upon that spending in the future. That is not the case for this kind of infrastructure program.
Okay, Hank, let's talk a little bit about Central Florida's other major industry, tourism. Will the president's plan have a noticeable impact there?
Well, tourism will be affected very significantly because to cut payroll taxes will be to support employment. The projections are that it'll create approximately 2 million additional jobs in 2012. That will go a long way to resolving some of the problems with consumer confidence. Confidence doesn't determine economic events most of the time. Economics determines confidence. But our economics have been so poor, our confidence is terrible, and at certain points, like turning points in the economy where we're at right now, Tom, a lack of confidence can create a recession and can dominate the effect. So it's very important that we turn confidence around, and one way to do that is to create more jobs and more aggregate demand. The fundamental problem we have now is not enough demand, and that's why corporations aren't hiring. They're profitable, but they don't need to hire more if there's not more need for more output.
You're gonna have to slice that one a little thinner for me, Hank. How does creating demand for industrial products stimulate tourism in Florida?
Sure. Well, what will happen is the reduction in the payroll taxes will stimulate the aggregate economy and increase demand. It will also increase employment, approximately 2 million additional jobs. That is substantial, and that will help boost confidence and will allow people then to be more confident about making discretionary spending decisions like tourism. Tourism is a discretionary spending decision. So that consumer confidence coupled with the status of the national economy is critical. If we fall into another recession this winter season, we will lose what was going to be a pretty good season. We will have it won't be 2009, but it'll be bad. So it's very important to avoid a recession, to improve confidence that will translate directly into improve tourism this critical winter season for us.
Well, Hank, I've heard you and other economists saying that particular word, recession, with increasing frequency lately. Are we, in your opinion, Hank, in danger of experiencing a so-called double dip, a secondary recession?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, economic growth has slowed down to less than 1% so far this year. Employers stopped hiring in August. I mean, private sector just stopped hiring. So if we don't do something to turn this around promptly, it will build upon itself in a negative feedback loop that we call a recession.